There's a great deal of controversy in the Catholic world today concerning the dilemma of frozen embryos. No one is certain as to how many frozen embryos exist because the policies of clinics are not always as open to scrutiny as one might wish. And it may be that the number of frozen human embryos that exists in the developed world today, of course this is only the world where in vitro fertilization is available, may number in the tens or even in the hundreds of thousands. It's simply unknown. A number of these frozen embryos are of completely uncertain fate, as one might imagine. The divorce rate being what it is, there are a very large number of individuals whose biological parents are no longer together and who would not want to have an embryo of their genetic makeup. Fortunately, many couples are loath, that is to say, they are unwilling to allow these embryos to be used for scientific experimentation, and in some cases there are laws that prevent this. But the situation is such that most clinics find it more convenient to simply keep these individuals in a state of frozen stasis. The question naturally arises, in light of this horrific and extremely widespread abuse, what should be the response of the devout Catholic? And there are agencies that have been created, clinics that encourage the so-called adoption of these frozen embryos. And I've given you a link to one of these sites, and I would encourage you to take a look at this site once you've finished looking at this page to acquire some idea of the kind of advertisement and popularity of these institutions. And as a way of highlighting the controversy, I will point out that I frankly disagree with the primary textbook that I've assigned for this course. In his text, Catholic Bioethics, William May describes in Chapter 3, Part 5, his concern about the question of rescuing frozen embryos and his conclusion that it is permissible. Let's take a look at what the Church has said specifically on this practice and this terrible dilemma. And the most definitive recent statement was from 2008 in the instruction Dignitas Personae of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. As I've highlighted before this text, the Church's conclusion will be that this is a situation of injustice that cannot, in fact, be resolved. And this is something that had already been noted even before the publication of Dignitas Personae. So, number 19, the question is asked, number 19 of Dignitas Personae, in regard to the large number of frozen embryos, what is to do with them? And it is pointed out that the proposals to use them for research are obviously unacceptable. This is obvious from the perspective of Catholic theology, since these are human beings and cannot simply be used in experimentation. The idea of thawing them and treating them as if they were cadavers or tissue is inappropriate because if the freezing process is successful, one has a living blastocyst, which, according to Church teaching, is a human being and is entitled to all the respect that a human being is to receive. And I should add that I have added the numbers in brackets for purposes of enabling us to navigate this page a little more efficiently. If you move down to 19.2, the proposal is then considered that these embryos could be made available to infertile couples as a treatment for infertility. And as you can see, this proposal is rejected. It's not regarded as ethically acceptable for the same reasons that artificial heterologous procreation is regarded as illicit, that is, using gametes that come from someone other than the prospective parents of the child. And it entails, of course, a form of surrogate motherhood, which, as we've seen, is also morally rejected. And it's also emphasized that there would be problems of a medical, psychological, and legal nature. And then finally, 19.3, this is the proposal that is most hotly debated in Catholic contexts. It's been proposed solely in order to allow human beings to be born who are otherwise condemned to destruction, that there could be a form of prenatal adoption. Now, it's noted this proposal is praiseworthy in regard to the intention of respecting and defending human life, but it presents various problems that are not dissimilar to, that is, they are effectively the same as, the ones mentioned above in 19.2. And so the conclusion is reached, a very unsatisfactory conclusion for many people, that it needs to be recognized that the thousands of abandoned embryos represent a situation of injustice which cannot, in fact, be resolved. This is basically for the simple reason that what one would have, and I've highlighted this in section 2, the Catholic controversy, that effectively what one is doing in defending the practice is saying that the unique and horrifying circumstances of all of these tens or hundreds of thousands of people who would otherwise die creates an absolutely unique moral circumstance which enables the intention of the embryo adopting parents to override the fact that the means that they are using is illicit, is specifically described as illicit by the Church. And that's the fundamental problem, and the problem with which I find that I can't completely agree with May on. And again, the arguments in favor of this are summarized in the sections from May's book that I've highlighted. But here, too, what he effectively is arguing is that this unique moral circumstance, which in some ways is regarded as analogous to the horrifying circumstances that were present during World War II, when grotesquely immoral acts were taking place in concentration camps. In fact, the storage facilities for embryos that are frozen are sometimes called concentration cans. In order to make this point, the conclusion which May reaches, and again, I'd invite you to look at his arguments in detail, is that it may be morally permissible for a woman, whether married or unmarried, in order to save the life of this frozen embryo, to engage in the act of carrying the child to birth and without necessarily the responsibility to care for the child afterwards. Again, I think that the most one can say is exactly what the Church has said to this point, that this is a situation of injustice that cannot in fact be resolved. One might add to this that one of the great dangers in all of this is that in the act of embryo adoption, one is not only engaging in acts of which the Church disapproves, and here May disputes whether or not the act is itself intrinsically immoral, but in fact one is engaging in acts which tend by their nature to support the institution of fertility clinics which are creating extra embryos. That the more one, as it were, rescues these, the more salved the consciences of the creators of these extra embryos will be, and their quiet claim will be that this is providing an opportunity for other couples who wish to adopt children to do so. So it could be argued that embryo adoption also represents a material, if not an intentional, cooperation with the very industry that is creating this horrific problem. So again, my conclusion is that what the Church says is, as far as we can go on this point, that it is a situation of injustice that cannot be resolved, and that the Church has not formally stated that it is permissible to adopt frozen embryos, but rather, as we've seen in section 19.3, that this proposal presents problems that are effectively the same as using these embryos for couples who are infertile and wish to solve the problem of infertility.